Alright, so welcome back once again sa isa na namang episode ng ating Tambayan Podcast.
Where you can stay here, rest for a while, and just hang out.
And I'm your host, Pearson Alcantara.
And I'm your co-host, Jade Noche.
Siguro, Brother Jade, no? Ang ganda nung naging pilot episode natin. And I hope you guys were able to listen to it too, right? And if you haven't, listen to it first. No, I'm just kidding. Siguro, no, isa sa mga tanong ng ating mga nakikinig ngayon, ng ating listeners, no, is how they can start or even maintain a close relationship with God despite them being busy or despite them doing a lot of other things in their lives, right? Kasi, syempre, for them to at least come back for episode 1 or at least start listening to episode 1, talagang may pag-uudyok or there's something that urges them to seek God. Ikaw, Brother Jade, how did you find God? Or how did you start that relationship with God?
Ang paniniwala ko kasi is, ako, parang, mag-start yan sa paniniwala mo. Kasi ang paniniwala ko is, kakausapin mo lang si God pag may problema ka. Hindi pala ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Parang mm-hmm. Kailangan mo pala siyang kausapin araw-araw na ikwento mo sa kanya, ialalay mo, parang siya, isalalay mo sa kanya lahat ng ginagawa mo. Parang, kasi, oh, kasama mo si God, pero i-claim mo na you move as a unit with God. Parang
mm-hmm,
ganun.
Mm-hmm.
Na maniwala ka na hindi mo lang siya kakausapin pag may problema ka or may blessing ka na tatanggap. Araw-araw mo siyang kakausapin na ganito, isasalalay mo sa kanya lahat na yun. So, para sa mga nakikinig na hindi nyo pa alam kung paano magiging closer sa Panginoon, ang gawin nyo lang is mag-start yan sa paniniwala. At yun yung para sa akin, naniwala lang talaga ako kasi may mga times na problemado lang ako tsaka ko lang kinakausap or may blessings, hindi pala. Ang mangyayari dyan is maniniwala ka na nandyan lang siya at katabi mo siya.
Mm-hmm. Tsaka parang, hindi ko alam kung sino ba yung famous rapper doon sa Pilipinas. Paborito ng tita ko yung kanta niya eh. Yung kinakausap lang kita kapag ako'y nangangailangan. Alam ba yun? Lord Patawad ba yon? Lord Patawad. Hindi po ako singer, yeah, as you can tell, right? Yeah. Pero alam mo yun, di ba? Kasi kagaya nga nung sinasabi dun sa song, di ba? Kinakausap lang kita kapag ako'y nangangailangan. Tapos, minimension niya dun yung ginagawa niya na, kapag ito yung kailangan ko, sakalang kita kinakausap. Tapos, hindi kita naaalala for everything else, right? And tama nga. Kasi, even the Lord, no, is teaching us, when He's teaching our fathers in the faith, the apostles or His apostles, about prayer, sinasabi niya, when you pray, do not use a lot of words because your Father already knows what you need before you ask Him. Then, that's when He taught everyone the Our Father, no? Na, sure, we use it during Mass, but also, if you think about it, no, Brother Jade, yung Our Father, it's just us asking God what we need or what we think we need and trusting, you know, that He will provide it to us. And at the same time, at the end of it, ilayo tayo sa tukso at i-adjust sa lahat ng masama. Parang ganun. Oh. And maybe, no, maybe prayer is the start. Kasi nga naman, di ba, how can you love God if you don't talk to Him? Parang, hindi mo naman mamahalin ng isang tao, kahit ang isang tao, kung hindi mo siya nakakausap, right? Kaya nga sa mga nagdi-discern po dyan, communication is the key. Pero yun, di ba, we acknowledge that in order for us to start a relationship with God, we need to pray. Diba? And siguro naiisip nyo na parang prayer parang mabigat yun . Ikaw ba, Brother Jade, gaano ka katagal magdasal sa isang araw?
Ako, nagdadasal ako pagkagising sa umaga, middle ng siguro mga tanghali nagbabasa na ako ng Bible.
Uy, ayos yun.
At sa gabi, yun, nagdadasal ako at sinasama ko sa dasal ko kung sino man nasa kapaligiran ko, kung ano nangyayari sa amin, at sinasabihan ko rin yung guardian angel ko, syempre. Pinagdadasal ko rin siya, yung guardian angel ko, kasi kasama ko siya lagi, di ba? So, mahalaga ang prayer kasi dati, ay ngayon, ito pala, itong mga nakaraan, pag hindi ako nagdadasal ng ayos or pinuputol ko yung pagdadasal ko na in short formation, parang ang nangyari is, hindi ako madaling makatulog. Parang, pag mahaba ang usap ko kay God, ang himbing ng tulog ko. Sobrang sarap matulog. So, yun lang ang ginagawa ko. So, parang, itry nyo lang din. Ako, nagsimula sa una sa Our Father nga, hanggang sa ngayon, kinakausap ko na ulit siya kasi dati parang nawala ako dun eh. Sa kinakausap ko na siya eh.
Yeah.
So, you know, pwedeng once, para pwedeng every other day, pero yun, pag ginawa mo siya every other day, magiging ano mo na siya eh, magiging makakasanayan mo na siya magdasal talaga ng magdasal eh.
So, tsaka, hindi ko alam kung napakinggan mo dati yung parang research ata yun na it takes 21 days to form a habit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Kasi nga, prayer is a habit, di ba?
Yeah.
And at the same time, kung halimbawa sa ang magiging time mo lang to give to prayer is 2 minutes, di ba? Sa 24 oras sa isang araw, 7 araw sa isang linggo, right? And then all you have for a day is 2 minutes. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. As long as you make it a start, di ba? Kasi nga, di ba, we all have to start from somewhere. Kagaya sa isang relationship, right? Hindi naman magiging kayo agad eh, right? Na parang you're not able to establish a relationship with God right away, right? It's a matter of, that's why it's called a relationship, because it's an ongoing pursuit, right? Hindi naman siya basta na, nasimula mo na yun, di ba? Hindi, I don't think so, right? Because trying to know God continuously takes commitment, right? Yeah. And at the same time, how can you start that commitment if you don't take the smallest of steps? Kung 2 minuto lang kada araw, then maybe that's fine, di ba? Yeah.
Yes.
Kasi kagaya nga ng sinabi mo, brother, no? Nagdadasal ka sa umaga, sa tanghali, tsaka sa gabi. And then, maybe some of us, uy, masyado atang mahirap yun. Kasi, ang lunch break ko, minsan 5 minutes lang, minsan wala pa. Diba? And maybe some of those, God is just waiting for you. Diba? Na, if you can't go to commit all of these minutes, maybe just start with one. Kasi siguro, ang isang nagiging fear or nagiging takot, no? Or nagiging reservation ng ating mga listeners or ating mga kaibigan is that if they don't think that they can commit a long time for prayer, they won't do it at all. And maybe that's not good, right? Maybe just something to start with, di ba? Maybe 1 minute, and maybe it will grow, and then maybe next time it will become 2 minutes, and then 3 minutes, and then 4 minutes, right? At least the important thing is you start building that relationship right away, right?
Tama.
So, and then, yeah, narinig ko rin sa isang spiritual director ko dati. He has since passed away, 5 years now, na sometimes, no, hindi ko alam kung medyo foreign itong idea na to sa inyo. Pero, when you're doing something that you don't necessarily like, kagaya sa halimbawa sa trabaho mo, tapos you don't really like what you do, or maybe may isa kang katrabaho na talagang, like what Mother Angelica said, na sana madulas daw sa balat na saging. Right? So, whenever you kind of deal with these people, treat that time as prayer. Right? Because in everything that we do, if we use it to pray, then that's how we glorify God. Right? So, there's a lot of things that we can do, no? Just to start a relationship with God. But of course, it starts with prayer. And how do you pray? Maybe it's different from us. Maybe it's different from Jade's. Maybe it's different from mine. But at the same time, what matters is you pray. Mm-hmm. Right? Kaya nga, I think, no? As you're listening to this, maybe also pray with us, right? Kasi like what we do in our Tambayan podcast, before we end the segment, we always end it with a prayer. So if that's your only time to pray, then maybe that's good,
yes.
Right? As long as you start it, yeah. Right? That's what matters, right?
Siguro, para sa akin lang, sa lahat ng mga tao makikinig nito or ano, kung busy kayo, begin sa 100% ng life mo. 10%, magbigay ka ng 10% kay God. At yung 10% na yun is, yun. Enough na yun. 100%, 90% is, di ba? Parang 10% lang kay God. Yun lang hinihingi ni God siguro. 10% of your life. Kasi maraming ang distraction, so yun. Yun para sa akin, yung 10% lang.
Tsaka, alam mo yun, hindi naman, yun nga eh, kagaya diba, sinasabi natin na there's always this much hours or this much days in our week. But then again, if we can't start to give small, then we won't be able to give anything at all. Yan. So, mga kapatid, no, we invite you again just find time, no? No matter how short that time is. And your prayer does not need to be grand or elaborate, right? I don't know if you've heard, Brother Jade, of Paulo Coelho. Yung isang favorite book na binasa ko dati is By the River Piedra, I Sat Down and Wept. Ang preface doon is there was a missionary, right? There was a missionary who came to a foreign land. Tapos nakita niya yung mga tao doon, and then he asked them how they prayed. Right? And this missionary was Catholic, so he had this notion about God already, right? Now, when he asked these people, they responded to him by saying na, "Oh God, have mercy on us, for there's three of us here, and then there's three of you there." And then the missionary thought na mali yun, kasi 'di ba ilan ng Diyos? Isa lang, 'di ba? So he told them no, that's wrong, right? Pero as the night came, the missionary thought to himself, maybe that's how God speaks to them. Maybe that's how God manifests himself to them. And maybe, you know, sa ating mga tagapakinig, no, God may manifest to you in a lot of different ways. What matters is you acknowledge him and then you go talk to him, right? Ayos ba yun? So, whether or not how many percent you are able to give to God today, I hope that there's at least some percent into it, right? Maybe some of you would heed Brother Jade's advice. 10% of your day, allot it to God. 10% of your life, right? Do it by talking to God. Or maybe do everything as if, treat everything as prayer, kumbaga. Whatever you do, as long as you pray, then that's a good start. All right. So, before we end this podcast, like we always do, let us just put ourselves in the holy presence of God as we all pray, right? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We praise you and thank you, our Lord, our God, for, again, like this episode, no, of seeking and building a relationship with you. Alam namin, Panginoon, na lahat ng mga magagandang relasyon ay nagsisimula sa pag-uusap. And we just pray, Lord, that we always find the time to talk to you no matter how long, how short, or how formal, or how informal that prayer is. Because we know that you know the desires of our hearts before we even ask for them. And then, Panginoon, ina-ask namin na sana lahat ng mga nakikinig sa amin, lalong-lalo na ang aming mga kapatid, nawa ay basbasan niyo sila at gabayan niyo sila sa kanilang mga ginagawa sa pang-araw-araw. And may you just be with them, and then may they just know, and may they just be restful in that confidence that wherever they are, they're with you, they are also with you. And all of this we lift up to you as we say, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Amen. All right, again, thank you for listening to this episode, and see you next week.